You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name is Brooke, and I listen to your show all the time. First off, I just want to say that I think what y'all do is amazing. This is a really long story, so I'm just going to try to keep it short, and it's a couple sections, so to say. I'll call back another time and let y'all know some more, but I wanted to tell y'all about the house I grew up in, and even the impact it still has on my life today, years later, and I have a husband, a child now. When I was 2 years old, my parents had just gotten married. They'd only been married for maybe 5 years. and they moved from Michigan to Houston, Texas. Hey, y'all. And they bought a house in this neighborhood where they had nice houses all around them, good schools, you know, there was a golf course right down the street. I mean, it was just beautiful to begin with, and all the houses were way out of their price range. You know, they were first-time parents and first house, and my dad was a handyman, and, you know, he wanted to take on a project, and they just fell in love with this one house. And my dad said that when he walked in there the first time, that he thought it needed a lot of work, but he felt like it could be a family home and he could make it instead. And the man that they bought it from had told them that his wife had died there and they had lived there for over 30 years and that they loved that house. And his wife said that it was her favorite place to be. And he had let the house fall into disarray and didn't take care of it because his age, his wife had died a couple years before that, and it just kind of fell apart, but he didn't want to leave because he loved it so much, and I think he felt connected to his wife. And anyways, my parents said that when they moved in, my dad was remodeling, and I was like 2 years old, and he said that he would put me in this one room, which was later on my bedroom, and he would put me in front of the mirror, and there was like all these toys, and he said that I would put all my toys in front of it and play with myself and just have fun, you know, like most two-year-olds talking to myself. And he said that he would come in there and I would always be pointing to the mirror and acting like I was talking to somebody. And he said he didn't really think anything of it. My parents aren't super religious, and they weren't really back then. They didn't really believe in anything. They had never had any events happen. They weren't really believers, I guess. And my dad said, like, over the course of like 2 or 3 years, like when I was about 5 years old, he said, I started to tell him that I had a friend in the mirror. I don't remember this now being an adult, but my parents would never lie about anything like that. And a lot of the incidents that we had later on, it clarifies that this actually did happen. So I 100% believe in it. And I know my parents would never lie about that. My dad said he came in there one day and he asked me who I was playing with. And I told him I was playing with the woman in the mirror. And my dad asked me, joking around, thinking I'm just a five-year-old imaginary friend. He asked me what this woman's name was. And I said her name was Loopy. And my dad didn't really think anything of it. And at that point, like, I had started, I forget, like, what extracurricular activities. And my dad said that he started to go around the neighborhood more, and he started meeting more neighbors. And, you know, I had a little brother then also. And he said that he befriended this woman down the street, and my mom also, and that she had told them about the woman that had passed away in the house and how after she died, the house kind of scared them. And they would try to come over to check on the guy that lived there, her husband, and they had a really sad story. Apparently, they were married. They had three kids, and the one son was mentally ill and went camping with some friends, and a drunk driver plowed over their tent, and it killed him instantly. And apparently he was into rodeo, he was into animals, he was into, you know, all kinds of, just, I mean, Texas, you know, he was one of those people. And my parents were like, that's really sad, you know. And then their other daughter, she died during childbirth, and their grandchild died also. So it was just, this whole family just had this sad, I don't know, like when I hear of it, I think of like this sad vibe. And whenever my parents moved into this house, like over the course of several years, it just started to escalate as we got older. And my little brother never really had anything happen to him. My parents said it was mainly me, and they had a couple instances that popped up. I remember when I was a little girl and I would be laying in my room, and sometimes I would feel like when the covers were up over me, I would feel like somebody was sitting on the bed. The bed would kind of go down a little bit. And I remember there was this huge mirror, and I had these beautiful old dressers that my mom had gotten from some antique place, but I don't think that has anything to do with it. And my mom said that I would start crying, and they wouldn't understand why I was crying. And apparently, I would see this woman in the mirror. And as I got older, I do remember this, because I would lay there and I would see a reflection out of the corner of my eye, like of the hallway. And I would always feel like somebody was walking through it. And it was really weird, and it used to really creep me out. And I remember having to go to the bathroom and looking down the hallway, and I would see like a white dress go across the floor. And the thing is, my parents know how kids are, so they didn't really play into it, and they didn't really tell us a lot. And what I found out later on, because I lived in this house until I was like 14 years old, and what I found out later on when I was probably 11 or 12 is that this woman had died, and they told me, you know, her name is Luby, and my dad told me a story I'd never heard. And this is where the neighbor comes into the story. He said that when I was about 5, that they had started meeting the neighbors, and he said he brought me over to her house, and they had, this woman had been friends with Luby. That was actually the woman's name that lived in the house. Yes. And that is the name that my imaginary friend was. So call it coincidence. I don't know. This woman had been dead before I even lived there. My parents had moved from Michigan, so they didn't know anybody. So there's no way we could have found this out from anybody. And my dad said that he took me there because she had said the woman's name was Luby, and it kind of freaked her out a little bit. And she wanted to see if I could recognize her. This woman took all these pictures and put them on the table and told me to pick out who I thought Luby was. And she said that all the pictures I pointed to were of Luby, and there was pictures of everybody in there that I had no idea who they were, like just random people from her family, like from church, you know, whatever. And I picked out the pictures of Luby. So my parents said that whenever that happened, it kind of confirmed for them that this was real and this was happening. And my mom said it kind of concerned her and scared her. And pretty much since then, that's just a little bit of it, and I can call back in another time and let y'all know a little bit more. But mainly throughout my whole life, from where I've moved from place to place, I feel like this woman has made an attachment with me, because I found out less than a year ago from my dad that she had actually died in my room, not the room that I thought she had died in. So all those times where I felt like she was sitting on my bed and the couch, or the not the couch, but the bed was sinking in, it really, in my head, I really think that happened. I don't think my parents played into it. And I remember the dreams I would have. Like, it'd be like I was walking down the hallway, and it's always like the house was empty, and it used to scare me. And I remember I had a hall, like the closet in my room, I would leave open, cracked with the light on, because it would scare me in the dark. I would get scared because sometimes I would see stuff and I would just close my eyes and just act like I didn't see anything, and it seemed to stop usually when I got scared. And I remember watching the string in the closet rock back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and there was no airflow. There was, you know, I mean, I was a kid, but now when I think of it, there was nothing in there that could have caused that, like nothing at all. And I can only believe that that's what happened. And I feel like even now that I have an attachment, because no matter where I've lived, where I've moved, I've always had weird things happen. My mom thinks that they're attracted to me. I personally think that it's her. I'm not sure at this point in my life, and I guess I'll continue to see what happens. But sorry, I don't mean to take up all y'all's time. I love y'all so, but this is definitely my most, this is where it started as far as like paranormal activities and encounters. And, you know, yes, I did see what I saw. And yes, I did see her walk down the hallway, and I saw things move. We had things go missing in the house, but yet they would appear later on. And the thing is that my little brother and me, stuff would happen where it was too tall for us to put something, like stuff like that, where nobody had been in there, where you could just tell that something was up. And my dad and my mom never fed into it because they didn't want to scare us, because mind you, this was our childhood home. They wanted us to have a happy childhood, and it was nothing but that. It was horrible with what happened in the house, and there was abuse from a family member, and it goes on, and I feel like this place has so much negative energy in it. And since my parents had sold that house, we moved out when I was like 14, like they've had like 6 owners. And I've looked up just occasionally, probably a couple times a year, I'll Google it just to see if it's on the market, and it's always on the market. So it's just kind of weird. But I will call in another time, and I hope y'all have a great day. And thank you for doing what y'all do, because people like me, it makes me feel like I'm crazy when I do this. Thank you for your time. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-GHOST-13. 646-7813.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to traceminerals.com and feel the difference minerals make. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at traceminerals.com. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to traceminerals.com and feel the difference minerals make. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to traceminerals.com and feel the difference minerals make. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at traceminerals.com. You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to traceminerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.